listening to the Bible 126 show.
Do not let this happen to you. The greatest danger in the sin of pride is that it keeps our eyes on ourselves instead of on God Almighty. In essence, pride causes spiritual blindness and eventual death. There is a difference between the kind of pride that God hates and the kind of pride we can feel about a job well done, or the kind of pride we express over the accomplishment of loved ones. The kind of pride that stems from self-righteousness or conceit is sin, however, and God hates it because it is a hindrance to seeking Him. Proverbs 18, verse 12. A man's heart is the proudest when his downfall is nearest, for he won't see glory until the Lord sees humility. It is an indisputable fact that pride is the worst enemy of God. Since the time of Lucifer, man has battled this demon, and the Bible gives clear results of the consequences. Let us be patient and be students of the Bible. Proverbs 29, verse 23. A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor. Psalm 10, verse 4, explains that the proud are so consumed with themselves that their thoughts are far from God. In his pride, the wicked does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. This kind of haughty pride is the opposite of the spirit of humility that God seeks. The sin of pride is a heart attitude expressed in an unhealthy, exaggerated attention to self and an elevated view of one's abilities, accomplishments, position, or possessions. Pride has been called the cancer of the soul, the beginning of all sin, and sin in its final form. Pride, in its sinful form, is the direct opposite of humility. Pride is viewed as a great sin and rebellion against God because it presumes to possess excellence and glory that belong to God alone. The danger of pride is that most people are unaware of their pridefulness. You have been deceived by your own pride. Obadiah 3. The pride of your heart has deceived you. You who dwell in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, you who say in your heart, "Who will bring me down to the ground?" Pride is perilously deceptive. Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Proverbs 11, verse 2. It gives way to conflicts and quarreling. Proverbs 13, verse 10. Pride adversely affects one's speech. Proud people do not think they need to ask forgiveness from God, because they can't admit or even recognize their sinful condition. As a result, pride also affects a person's attitude toward others, often causing them to look down on others as less worthy or less able. Prideful people treat others with contempt and cruelty. Mockers are proud and haughty. They act with boundless arrogance, according to Proverbs 21, verse 24. Pride is at the heart of prejudice. The greatest danger in the sin of pride is that it keeps our eyes on ourselves instead of on God Almighty. In essence, pride causes spiritual blindness and eventual death. Throughout Scripture, we are told about the consequences of pride. Isaiah 14, verses 12 to 15, the fall of Lucifer. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart, "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. Satan was cast out of heaven because of pride. He had the selfish audacity to attempt to replace God himself as the rightful ruler of the universe. But Satan will be cast down to hell in the final judgment of God. For those who rise up in defiance against God, there is nothing ahead but disaster. Charles H. Spurgeon described pride as an all-pervading sin. He said, "Pride is so natural to fallen man that it springs up in his heart like weeds in a well-watered garden. Its every touch is evil. You may hunt down this fox and think you have destroyed it, and lo, your very exultation is pride. None have more pride than those who dream that they have none. Pride is a sin with 1,000 lives. It seems impossible to kill it. Do not be caught in this trap, pride. Fight and get delivered by the Spirit of God. It may seem impossible to kill, but with God all things are possible. Pride is perilously deceptive. Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." Philippians 2, verse 3. "Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves." Why is pride so sinful? Pride is giving ourselves the credit for something that God has accomplished. Pride is taking the glory that belongs to God alone and keeping it for ourselves. Pride is essentially self-worship. Anything we accomplish in this world would not have been possible were it not for God enabling and sustaining us. What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not? According to 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7, "That is why we give God the glory. He alone deserves it." Pride has left notable victims in its destructiveness. Do not be one of them. Work out your salvation. Pride has to go. The Pharisees and other leaders were some of the most prideful people in the Bible, noted for how they mistreated and spoke down to those beneath their social level. Jesus said of them, "And they love to sit at the head table at banquets and in the seat of honor in the synagogues. They love to receive respectful greetings as they walk in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi. But those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." According to Matthew 23, verses 6 to 12. Pride caused the downfall of King Uzziah, who dared to burn incense on the altar of incense and was struck with leprosy as his punishment from God, according to 2 Chronicles 26, verse 16. Hezekiah became proud of heart after the Lord healed him. His pride brought God's wrath not only against him, but also against all of Judah and Jerusalem, according to 2 Chronicles 32, verses 25 to 26. King Herod's pride in accepting the people's worship and refusing to give God the glory for his greatness brought judgment. God struck him with sickness, and he was eaten by worms and died, according to Acts 12, verses 21 to 23. People who love God and godliness reject pride. "All who fear the Lord will hate evil. Therefore I hate pride and arrogance, corruption and perverse speech." Proverbs 8, verse 13. "I will not tolerate people who slander their neighbors. I will not endure conceit and pride," according to Psalm 101, verse 5. The Bible warns people to evaluate themselves honestly for the sin of pride. "Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us," according to Romans 12, verse 3. Pride has kept many people from accepting Jesus Christ as Savior, admitting sin and acknowledging that in our own strength we can do nothing to inherit eternal life is a constant stumbling block for prideful people. We are not to boast about ourselves. If we want to boast, then we are to proclaim the glories of God. What we say about ourselves means nothing in God's work. It is what God says about us that makes the difference, according to 2 Corinthians 10, verse 18. God bless you.